أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، This is inshallah an explanation of the hadith إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Actions are but by intentions. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي وَمُسْلِمُ. This hadith has been narrated only by Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Ansari, who narrated it about Muhammad ibn Ibrahim al-Taymi, who narrated it about Alqamah ibn Abi Waqqas al-Layti, who narrated it about Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And according to Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he says that there is no other true way for this hadith but this way. And so said Ali ibn al-Madini and others. Al-Khattabi said, I do not know any difference between Ahl al-Hadith in this respect. Even though it has been narrated about Abu Sa'id and others, and it is said that it is narrated from many different ways, but according to the Rajab, none of those ways is true according to the Hafiz, the Ahl al-Hadith. And of course, he said Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Ansari has narrated it, and a lot of people have narrated it about him. As he said that more than 200 have narrated it about him, or some said more than 700. And some of those who have narrated it about Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Ansari are Imam Malik, Thawri and Awza'i and Ibn Mubarak and Al-Layth ibn Sa'd, Muhammad ibn Zayd and Shu'bah and Ibn Uyayna and others. And of course, the scholars have agreed on this hadith as far as its sunnah, isnad, and as far as accepting it. And with it, Al-Bukhari started his book, Sahih al-Jami', or Al-Jami' Sahih. And he started it in place of the khutbah, of the beginning khutbah, pointing out that each deed which is not meant for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is batil. It does not have a fruit in the dunya nor in the akhirah. That is why Abdul Rahman ibn Mahdi radiallahu anhu rahimahullah have said, if I make a book, I would start each chapter with this hadith Umar ibn Khattab, that actions are but by intentions, innama al-a'malu binniyat. And it is also narrated about him that he said he wants to make a book, let him start with this hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And he says that this hadith is one of the hadith that the religion is based on. Narrated about al-Shafi'i that he said, this hadith is one third of the knowledge, and in it is included about 70 chapters of fiqh. Imam Ahmad رضي الله عنه, of course al-Shafi'i, meant that this hadith can be entered in 70 chapters of fiqh. Imam Ahmad رضي الله عنه said, the basics of Islam are based on three hadith. The hadith of Umar, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. The hadith of Aisha, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. he who immigrates a matter in, he who immigrates in our matter what is not from it, then it is a rod, returned back to him, not accepted. And the hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir, al-halal bayyin wal-haram bayyin. Halal is known and clear, and the haram is known. And Al-Hakim said, they have narrated to us, or they have told us about Abdullah ibn Ahmed, about his father, Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, that he mentioned the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-amal ibn niyyat, and the saying, inna khalq ahadikum yujma'u fi batni ummi 40 yawma. And the saying, من أحدث في ديننا ما ليس فيه فهو رد وما ليس منه فهو رد. He said, this is a must start with those hadith in each book. He said, they are the soul, the basics of the hadith. Narrated about Ishaq ibn Wahawiyya, he said, four hadith are the basics of this religion. The hadith of Umar, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِنِيَاتِ, and the hadith of الْحَلَالُ بَيِّنْ وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّنْ, and the hadith, إِنَّ خَلْقِ أَحَدِكُمْ يُجْمَعُ بِبَطْنِ أُمِّهِ 40 يَوْمًا, that the creation of one of you is gathered in his mother's womb 40 days. And hadith, مَنْ سَمَعْ فِي أَمْرِنَا شَيْئًا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. And Mawlid Uthman ibn Sa'id an Abi Ubayd said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gathered the message of Al-Akhirah in one word, من أحدث في أمرنا ما ليس منه فهو رد, and has gathered the message of the dunya in one word, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. They go into each chapter. Mawlid Abi Dawood said, I looked in the hadith, in the Muslim hadith, and I found that there's 4,000 hadith. Then I looked at those 4,000 hadith, and I found that they are based on 4 hadith. The hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir, al-halal bayyin wal-haram bayyin, and the hadith of Umar, innama al-amal ibn niyyat, and the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, inna Allah tayyib ma yaqbalu illa tayyiba, inna Allah amara al-mu'minin bima amara bihi al-mursaleen, etc. That Allah is a tayyib, and he does not accept but tayyib. And the hadith, in حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه, it is an indication of the goodness of one's Islam when he leaves what does not matter to him, or whatever the meaning is. And he said, each hadith amongst those four is one form of the knowledge. And Abu Dawood radiallahu anhu narrated also that I wrote about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 500,000 hadith. I chose from them what is in this book, which is Kitab al-Sunan by Abu Dawood. I gathered 4,000 hadith and 800. And it is enough for the human, as far as his religion is concerned, to know from those 4,000 or something hadith, to know 4 hadiths. The first is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The second is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكِهِ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. The third is his saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مُؤْمِنًا حَتَّى لا يرضى لأخيه إلا ما لا يرضى إلا ما يرضى لنفسه. أبلغ ابنتي أبلغ من شره أكثرت به الشذر وفي أكثرت به الشذر. And the third is saying, الحلال بين الحلال بين. And in another narration, Hakim he said, the fiqh is based on 5 hadith, الحلال بين والحرام بين. And he's saying, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. And he's saying, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. And he's saying, الدين النصيحة. And he's saying, ما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه وما أمرتكم به فأتوا منه ما استطعتم. Whatever I have forbade you from, then abstain from it, and whatever I have ordered you, then do as much as you can from it. And In another narration about him, he said the basics of the sunan in each matter are four hadith. The hadith of Umar, من الأعمال بالنيات, and the hadith of الحلال بين والحرام بين, and the hadith of من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه, and the hadith of اذهب الدنيا إفتك يحبك الله واذهب بما عيد الناس يحبك الناس. And so Ibn Rajab about Abu al-Hasan Tahir ibn Musun in one of his poems. So he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And in another narration, الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Both of them mean, both of them, in both narrations, it is meant to limit, that is إِنَّمَا here, for limitation. Ibn Battut al-Aid says that the word إِنَّمَا means limitation. And of course, here, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ means إِنَّمَا صِحَّةُ الْأَعْمَالِ. Or whatever is close to its meaning. That is, the correctness of the actions, or the trueness of the actions, whether the action is correct or not, is according to the niyyah. This means that the niyyah is a condition on the correctness of the action. The niyyah is a condition of correction in the action. And of course, the actions, when they are ta'abbudi, which means that they are not ma'qul al-ma'na, but and ma'qul al-ma'na when the reasoning is known behind the order to do or not to do, while the ta'abbudi when the reasoning is not known. Like a ta'abbudi, for example, is the order to pray 3 rak'ahs for Maghrib, 4 rak'ahs for Isha, 2 rak'ahs for Fajr, and so on. The to pray such a number of rak'ahs for each prayer is a ta'abbudi. Is a matter of ta'abbudi, because the reason behind being Maghrib being 3, Fajr being 2, and Asr being 4 is not known to us, is not mentioned to us, and is not known to us. So we do it as an obedience for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a matter of ta'abbud. So the matter here is called ta'abbudi. While the ma'qul al-ma'na, for example, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the dog drinks in your bowl, then you can wash it 7 times. And in a narration by a Muslim, that if the dog puts his mouth or his tongue in your bowl, then throw that water or whatever which is in the bowl, whatever liquid, throw it away. So here the order to throw it away is ma'qul al-ma'na, because the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger does not order to do something which is away. In other words, throwing the water without any reasoning is a waste. And the reasoning here that the dog is najis, that the water is najis, and therefore the dog's mouth, and so is the dog itself is najis. Anyway, This is what is meant by ta'abbudi or ma'kool al-ma'na. All the matters that are ta'abbudi require a niyyah. All the matters that are ta'abbudi require a niyyah. Ibn Rajab says that all shara actions, which means actions that are ordered by Allah and His Messenger, need niyyah. And he says, the examples of things that do not need niyyah are like the habits, as far as eating, drinking, wearing clothes, and etc. And as far as going back with rest and the stolen things, those things do not need intention, of course. In a narration about Hanbal, he said, I like for each action a niyyah, whether it is a prayer or a fasting or a charity or any kind of goodness, that the niyyah should be forward to that action, that the niyyah should come before the action. Also, Al-Fadl ibn Ziyad said, I asked Abu Abdullah, and that is Imam Ahmed, of course, about the niyyah in the action, how is the niyyah? He said, you should watch yourself when you want to do an action that you do not mean it for the people. In other words, your intention should not be that this action is to please the people or to get their thankfulness and gratitude. And niyyah linguistically means the will to do or the reasoning behind doing something. The reasoning for doing something, the reason of doing something. And it could come for two purposes. One is to distinguish between the ibadat themselves, like distinguishing between Salat al-Dhuhr, Salat al-Asr, for example, and the fasting of Ramadan, and any other fasting, or distinguishing the ibadat from the adat. The ibadat, the worship, from the adat, which is habit. That's distinguishing between the ghusl from janabah, from the regular ghusl, which might be just to cool yourself or to refresh yourself. And this is the meaning of the niyyah, which you find it in most of the fuqaha books. And the other meaning for the niyyah is to show who is meant by this action. Whether this action is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, or it is for Allah and others. And this you find in the talking of a lot of the Salaf. And, of course, many verses of the Qur'an, like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ Amongst you who wants the dunya and amongst you who wants the akhirah. And the saying, تُرِيدُونَ عَرَضَ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ And he's saying, من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها. And he's saying, من كان يريد حرف الآخرة. And he's saying, من كان يريد العادية فعجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد. And he's saying, فلا تطرد الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه. And he's saying, يصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه. They call upon their Lord day and night, seeking his face. فلا تعد عينك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا. انسان. الذين ينفقون اموالهم ابتغاء مرضات الله وتثبيتا من انفسهم وما تنفقون الا ابتغاء وجه الله من اوات ذاته. Which are meant to distinguish the actions that are meant for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purely and the actions which are meant for other reasons and for other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated by Ahmad and Nisa'i about Ubadah ibn Samit, who fights in the sake of Allah and does not well but a booty, sort of booty, then that's what he will get. Or whatever the hadith means. And then Ibn Rajab goes on mentioning many other hadith. One of them, إِنَّمَا يُبْعَثُ النَّاسُ عَلَى نِيَاتِهِمْ, that the people will be resurrected on their intentions. And in the hadith that is narrated by Sahih Muslim about Umm Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَعُوذُ عَائِلٌ بِالْبَيْتِ فَيُبْعَثُ إِلَيْهِ بَعْدِ فَإِذَا كَانُوا بِبَيْدَاءَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ صُفِفَ بِهِمْ فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَكَيْفَ بِمَنْ كَانَ صَالِحًا؟ قَالَ يُخْسَفُ بِهِ مَعَهُمْ وَلَكِنَّهُ يُبْعَثُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى نِيَّتِهِ. That someone, which is explained in our hadith by al-Mahdi, will take support near the Bayt, the Kaaba, and an army would be sent to him, and while this army is in the midst of the way in a wide, flat, wide desert, the earth would be bound. And she said, O Messenger of Allah, how about those who have went with them unwillingly? He said, they will go down with them, but they will be resurrected in the day of judgment on their intentions. And in another narration about Aisha, he said, يَهْلَكُونَ مَهْلَكًا وَاحِدًا وَيَسْبِرُونَ مَصَابِرَ شَتَّى وَيَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى نِيَاتِهِ. That they will die, they will get destroyed together, once and together, and they will be resurrected differently, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect them on their intentions. Also in another hadith, the meaning, he who's whose intention was the dunya, Allah will make his matter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will separate his matter and will make the poorness between his eyes, and it will, nothing from the dunya will come to him but what is written for him. And he who the akhirah was his intention, Allah will gather for him all his matters, and he will make richness in his heart, and the dunya would come to him, that is by itself, and whether willingly or unwillingly. And also in the two sahih about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَ تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قُتِلْتَ عَلَيْهَا حَتَّى اللُّقْمَةَ تَجْعَلَهَا فِي امْرَأَتِكَ. That you will not spend one spending seeking the face of Allah, but you will be rewarded for it, even the mouthful when you put it in your wife's mouth. Ibn Mas'ud narrated about Ibn Mas'ud with a weak amount that he said, an action, a saying would not benefit except by an action. And saying and an action would not benefit except by a niyyah. And a saying and an action and a niyyah would not benefit until it is according to the sunnah. يحيى بن أبي كثير قد لام زينية because it is more effective than the action. And Zayd al-Shami said that I like to have a niya in everything, even in eating and drinking. And Yusuf ibn Asbad said, purifying the niya from the spoilage is harder for the ones who seek righteousness than the long and great effort they do. And also Mutrif ibn Abdullah said صلاح القلب بصلاح العمل وصلاح العمل بصلاح النية. The correction or the goodness of the heart is by the goodness of the deed, and the goodness of the deed is by the goodness of the niyyah. And Ibn Mubarak said رب عمل صغير تعظمه النية. A small action might be made big by the niyyah. ورب عمل كبير صغير النية. A big action must be made small by the niyyah. And Ibn Ajlan said لا يصلح العمل إلا بثلاث: التقوى لله والنية الحسنة والإصابة. That an action would not be true except by three: first the taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the good niyyah, and then al-isada, which is to be according to sunnah. So from this it is known that Imam Ahmad has narrated that the, or has said that the basis of Islam are three: this hadith, which is Imam al-Amal ibn Iyad, and the hadith من أحرف في أمرنا ما ليس منه فهو رد, and the hadith الحلال بين الحرام بين. That there is an accordance with what the Salaf have said that the action would not be true except by three: the taqwa of Allah, and the good intention, and the isaba, that is to, for the action to be according to the sunnah. The good intention satisfies the hadith of the good intention satisfies the hadith of Ummul A'mal ibn Iyad, and for the action to be according to sunnah satisfies the hadith من أحدث في أمر من ليس منه فهو رد, فيه أم ليس من هو رجل وكذ نفس نت ذن كذ نت أكسبت. And the taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfies the hadith that the halal is bayn and the haram is bayn. So all the religion goes back to performing the actions and leaving the things that we are ordered to abstain from, and to avoid the shubhas, and of course the haram. Also, Al-Fadayl, when he recited the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, so that he test you, who amongst you is with the best deed, or has the best deed, he said, أَخْلَصَهُ وَأَصْوَدُهُ, أَخْلَصَهُ وَأَصْوَدُهُ, most pure and most correct. And he said that إِنَّ الْعَمَلَ إِذَا كَانَ خَالِصًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ صَوَابًا لَمْ يُقْبَلْ. If the action was خالص but was not صواب, that is not according to sunnah. He said والخالص إذا كان لله عز وجل, خالص if it is for Allah عز وجل, الصواب إذا كان على السنة, الصواب if it is according to the sunnah. But means of course the what supports the saying of Al-Fadayl is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And this is from the last verse of Surah Al-Kahf. He who wishes or pleases to meet with his Lord, he let him do a righteous action, a good action, that is called sunnah. ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا عند الجزء الإخلاص. This was basically from the book جامع الأصول والحكم by Ibn Rajab رحمه الله. Also Ibn Taqi al-Aid, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani has started with this hadith in his book شرح, in his book عند الأحسان. And he started the book of Tahara, chapter of Tahara, which is the first chapter, with this hadith. And Ibn Taqi al-Aid explains this book of Ibn Hajar, and the name of his book is إحكام الإحسان شرح عمدة الأحكام by العلامة الحافظ الفقيه تقي الدين أبو الفتح, who is known as Ibn Taqi al-Aid, who died in the year 702 هجرية. And he explained this hadith, and we read one part of it, that is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, and we said, as Ibn Taqi al-Aid says, إِنَّمَا here is meant to limit the correctness of the action according to the niyyah. Then we go on, فَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى, that is, he who intends something will be obtained. He will obtain it. And if he does not intend something, he will not obtain it. That is, if you intend to do something, you will obtain its reward. And if you do not intend it, you will not obtain its reward. And he says, under this, an uncountable amount of matter goes and enters. That's why they have respected this hadith a lot, and they said that one third of the knowledge is included in this hadith. And he explains why. Then the hadith goes on, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. He whose migration is for Allah and His Messenger, then his migration is for Allah and His Messenger. فَإِنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. And he whose hijra is for a worldly achievement or a woman to marry, and that of course a worldly achievement, then his migration is for what he has migrated to. This last part of the hadith is mentioned in many books to be as a reason of someone who has migrated to marry a woman who is known as Umm Qais. And Ibn Rajab says that many have mentioned that in their books, but he says we did not find any true narration for it. But Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani said, narrated al-Tabarani from another way, was al-A'mash. He said, there was a man amongst us who had asked to marry a woman whose name was Umm Qais, and she refused to marry him until he migrated and he married her. So we were calling him the migrator of Umm Qais. And he said, this is a true isnad on the conditions of Bukhari and Muslim. But he said, in this narration, it is not part of the hadith in Innama al-A'malu bi-n-niyyat. And he says, I did not see in any other way what shows that it is part of the hadith. When a man tries to show his position, for his position to be shown, he has faith in the faith of Allah, or for the faith of Allah, or in the path of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who fights so that the word of Allah becomes the highest, he is in the path of Allah. And in another narration by a Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the man who fights out of braveness, and that is to be, he fights for the intention to be known as brave, or to fight out of hamiya, which is a desire to defend the proudness of his pride, and fight riya, who is in the path of Allah. And the Prophet mentioned the hadith. Also, another narration by Nisa'i, a man came to the Prophet and said, what about a man who fights seeking the reward and to be known? What is for him? He said, nothing. Then he said, Allah will not accept except what is khalis and what is meant to be for Allah. And in another narration by Abu Dawood, he told him, there is no reward for him. And he repeated three times that the man repeated the question, and he repeated to him that there is no reward for him. Also, Muslim had narrated about Abu Hurairah that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say the meaning of the hadith, that the first amongst the people whom will be judged in the Day of Judgment is a man who has been shaheed, so he will be brought and he will be shown Allah's bounty, and he will know it. Then he will be told, what have you done with it? He will say, I fought in your search until I have died as a shaheed. He said, you have lied. You fought so that it will be said you are brave. And it has been said. So it will be ordered, and he will be filled on his face and will be thrown into hellfire. And a man who has taken knowledge and have learned it and have taught it and have read the Quran, he will be brought, and Allah's bounties will be shown to him, and he will know them. And he will be asked, what have you done with them? He says, I have learned the knowledge, and I have taught it, and I have read the Quran. What is it? He said, you have lied. You have learned the knowledge so that it will be said you are a alim. And you have read the Quran so that it will be said you are a qari. And if you are said, then it will be ordered, and he will be filled on his face until he is thrown in his hair. And so on. And when this hadith reached Muawiyah رضي الله عنه, cried until he lost his conscience. And then when his conscience was back to him again, he said, صدق الله ورسوله. Allah has said the truth, and so the Messenger. الله سبحانه وتعالى قال من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إلينا ما لهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار. في رسيك في حياة الدنيا إكس بيوتي ويقول جهدن قولي ذر وطوز الزور إنك something will be less than it should for them in it. Those are the ones whom will not have in Akhirah but hellfire. And then he goes on saying that the action for other than Allah are many kinds. One, when it is pure riya, like the action, like the prayer of the munafiq, it's pure riya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ. When they stand up for prayer, they stand up as lazy and they perform it as a riyah to the people. And of course, pure riyah does not come out a believer. Then you go on saying that in the action for other than Allah are many kinds. One, when it is pure riyah, like the ash, like the prayer of the munafiqs, it's pure riya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ. When they stand up their prayer, they stand up as lazy, and they perform it as a riya to the people. And of course, pure riya does not come out a believer. And sometimes that the action will be for Allah, but there will be riyah in it also, shared with a riyah. So if it was shared from the beginning, then the true narrations show that this kind of action will not be accepted. And in Sahih Muslim, Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه narrated about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah سبحانه وتعالى the meaning of the hadith that Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, I am the most rich of shirk. That means I'm not for a companionship of any companion, and I'm in no need of any companionship. So he who does an action and makes shirk for any other with me, I will leave him with for the one whom he had made shirk with me. Or whatever the hadith means. Also, An-Nisa'i have narrated with a jayyid isnad about Abi Umam al-Bahri رضي الله عنه, a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, O Messenger of Allah, how about a man who seeks the other and the rich, the reward and to be known? The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there is nothing for him. So he repeated it three times and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, there is nothing for him. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله لا يقبل من العمل إلا ما كان له خالصا وابتغى لوجهه. Allah will not accept from the actions except the ones that are purely for His sake and they are meant for His sake. So if His intention of jihad was mixed with another intention of riyah, then it will not be accepted. Therefore, the intention for any action is mixed with riya, then it will not be accepted. But also the intention for jihad, for example, was mixed with any other intention other than riya, like taking the booty or trading also in the jihad, or taking money also for the jihad. His reward will be victory, but his jihad will not be won totally. This is according to what Ibn Hajar and Allah said. And he says in Sahih Muslim about Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the name of the Hadith, the fighters, when they win duties, when they acquire duties, obtain duties, then they have got two-thirds of their reward. If they did not gain any duties, then all their reward will be given to them, inshallah. Now, inshallah, I would like to mention some of what Ibn Hajar rahimahullah has mentioned in his explanation in Fath al-Bari. He started by saying, by making reasons why Al-Bukhari rahimahullah have started his book with this great hadith. He first brought the verse, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They have not been ordered but to worship Allah مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. That is to make their worship purely for him, their religion purely for him. And also the verse which says, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. Abu Aliyah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he had advised Nuh is to make the worship purely for him, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Abi Abd al-Malik al-Buni said that the reason why the hadith was brought in the beginning of this book, and especially in the beginning of Kitab Bada' al-Wahi, is because that Bada' al-Wahi was with Niyyah. Starting of revelation was with Niyyah. Because he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given Muhammad the instinct of Tawheed, and he made him hate the idols, and he made it possible for him to have one of the first steps of Nubuwwah, which was the good dreams, the righteous dreams. So when he saw that, he turned his heart purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore he was worshipping in the Hira cave. So Allah accepted his deed and fulfilled his bounty. Also, Al-Muhallab said briefly that what Al-Bukhari meant, he said almost the same thing. And so did Abu Bakr ibn al-Anabi. And also Ibn al-Munir has spoken something like that. And Ibn Hajar rahimahullah says, one of the beautiful chances is that since the book was made up to be a collection of the Sunnah, the revelation of Sunnah, he started it therefore with the Kitab of the revelation. And since the revelation was to show the righteous deed, he started it with the Hadith of the righteous deed. And he says, even though this reasoning is not something to be said 100% sure. Or, you know, that it has no relation with this book. And when we started bringing the sharing of the imams of hadith in about how great this hadith is, he said, Abu Abdullah said that there is nothing in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which have more inclusive and more rich and more benefit than this hadith. And also Abdul Rahman ibn Mahdi wa Shafi'i have agreed, and also Ali ibn Madini wa Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Dharqutni and Hamza al-Kunani, that this is one third of Islam. And some of them said one fourth. And Ibn Mahdi said that this hadith is related to 30 doors of knowledge, 30 gates of knowledge. Al-Shafi'i said it's related to 70. And he might be meaning to exaggerate, because this hadith is actually to exaggerate to show the importance of this hadith. Also Abdurrahman ibn Mahdi said this hadith should be started in each book, in each chapter. And Al-Bayhaqi said the reason it is one third of the knowledge because the actions or the amal of the slave comes as a result of his heart, his tongue and his limbs. So the niyyah is one of those three and it is most important. Also, he says the saying of Imam Ahmad shows that being this hadith being one third of the knowledge, that it is one of the three rules that all the other ahkam is taken back to them. And he mentioned this and the hadith, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد, and والحلال بين والحرام بين.